WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump and other world leaders sign a Gaza peace plan after Hamas frees all living hostages. A bus carrying hostages is greeted by crowds on their return to Israel from Gaza. More from CBS's Tony DeCopel.
All 20 were soon reunited with family. Among them, 25-year-old Eitan Moore, whose father locked his arms around his son and wouldn't let go. Matan Zangawker's mother, Einav, ran to her son's open arms and gave him a kiss. The family can't wait to see him, she said.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says this is just phase one of the peace plan, and there are many questions.
Trump's 20-point peace plan that was the basis for this deal calls for the creation of a temporary international stabilization force to help secure border areas in Gaza. But it is still unclear which countries will contribute troops, how large the force will be, and how long its deployment will last.
Making his way back to Washington after a trip to the Middle East, President Trump confirms that he will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday. Zelensky saying,
"The main topic is air defense. And also, I will have a meeting with energy companies."
Ukraine's president has been lobbying Washington to supply U.S.-produced Tomahawk missiles during the ongoing war with Russia. Cleanup is underway in Tempe, Arizona, after the National Weather Service in Phoenix says Tempe was hit by a microburst, damaging businesses and homes. Yesterday, a wet microburst hit parts of Washington state. The National Weather Service says Longview saw a gust over 80 miles per hour. That's where KOIN-TV's Joey Vaca is.
Sounded like a freight train.
Richie and Leah Holmes recalling the moments an isolated storm cell sent strong, straight-line winds crashing through their home.
Tarps and the poles and everything flying by the windows.
It looked like kind of like a war zone out here.
They were inside their shop when the winds hit, and they say it was quick, no more than 10 or 12 seconds.
CBS's Jim Crisula reports on new online protections for children.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law first of its kind legislation regulating artificial intelligence chatbots, defying a push by the White House to leave such technology unchecked. The law is aimed at protecting children from the potential dangers of AI chatbots.
Among other things, the new California law requires platforms to remind users that they are interacting with a chatbot and not a human. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Makita's built for the pros who show up early, who don't do shortcuts, only precise cuts. With tools built to last, job after job, year after year. Performance that pays off. Because when the job calls for the best, you answer. And when you need the best, you call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
A new study finds a link between social media use by younger kids and lower grades.
Kids between 9 and 13 who use social media 1 to 3 hours a day scored 5 points lower on reading and memory tests on average. Pediatrician and study author Dr. Jason Nagata at UC San Francisco.
The rapid switching between apps and notifications can train the brain to seek novelty and make it harder to sustain focus on longer or more complex tasks like reading.
He says parents need to set an example and stay off their phones when with their kids. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The study was published in JAMA. OpenAI has announced a collaboration with chipmaker Broadcom to design its own AI computer chips. The companies plan to start deploying customized AI accelerators next year. The deal marks the latest deal between OpenAI and maker of ChatGPT and the companies building the chips and data centers required to power AI. Broadcom shares surged more than 9%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight, cloudy and foggy, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Rain chances are back for tomorrow night and on into early Wednesday, a high right around 60. Right now it's 58.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories through the mirror of my mind. Through these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy times. Ooh, when you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the
alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this world is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. To love you like I love a ship. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. You like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hills and I twiddle my thumb. Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. is great. This is great. Balls of fire.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh.
And the beat goes on. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Got me on a mountaintop, it's burning like a silver flame.
someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions, I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Kind, I wasn't smart. I lost my mind, I fell apart. I had to find myself in time.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump told foreign leaders in Egypt at a Gaza peace summit today that the first steps to peace are always the hardest, but implementation of phase one of his peace plan is momentous.
This is the day that people across the region and around the world have been working, striving, hoping and praying for.
Seated alongside the leaders of Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar, Trump and other Middle East leaders signed a document inaugurating the plan to end the war in Gaza. Earlier, Hamas released the 20 remaining living Israeli hostages, and Israel released Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Haley Ott reports it was an emotional day for many in Israel.
Reunited, mothers and sons, families that had been torn apart. Now, with all the remaining living hostages back in Israel, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, a devastating two-year chapter is finally closed.
The Israeli military pulled back into a pre-approved area in Gaza. Aid has started to get in there now, but correspondent Deborah Pata reports it's slow going.
The United Nations says they will need 600 trucks a day to ease the dire humanitarian crisis, but it is taking time as every truck has to undergo Israeli inspection before the aid can be distributed.
That nor'easter that made its way up the East Coast and western storms have caused thousands of airline flights to